This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hej och välkommen till Travel News podcast. Mitt namn är Viggo Kavling och jag är chefredaktör för Nordens största affärstidning som bevakar reseindustrin. Snart kommer en intervju med Anka van der Werf, vd på SAS, som jag träffade här i Almedalen där jag befinner mig just nu. Men först vill jag bara säga att jag tycker att du som verkar i reseindustrin och fattar många viktiga beslut ska skaffa Travel News Premium. Varje år producerar vi 500 unika artiklar fyllda med kunskap om reseindustrin i vår kategori Premium. Det är en tjänst för dig som ska fatta bra beslut och vill fatta ännu bättre beslut. Vi fyller det med kunskap som jag tror att du har svårt att klara undan. Du fattar beslut om hundratusentals kronor och stora investeringar. Men har du verkligen rätt kunskap? Ja, det är klart att du har mycket kunskap. Men du kan få ännu mer och den hjälper dig att fatta ännu bättre beslut. Ja, svårare än så är det inte. Många av dina kollegor och många av dina chefer har Travel News Premium. Verkar du på ett företag där ni redan har en prenumeration, då får du nästa prenumeration för bara 999 kronor. Ja, du fattar. Travel News Premium gör ju också att vi på Travel News kan överleva och fortsätta att bevaka reseindustrin på ett bra sätt. Tycker du att det ska finnas en affärstidning om reseindustrin? Ja, ja, men då är det självklart att ha premium, tycker jag. Ja, ja. Nu har jag tjatat nog om detta. Bandet rullar, Anka van der Werf. Right. Let's start. Why are you here in Almedalen?
Well, first of all, maybe a bit of a personal reason, but really just to see it, right? Everybody, I've heard about Almedalen already for years, but I'd never been myself, so I wanted to see what it was like. And then secondly, we have, with the aviation sector, we have, of course, our own message, and we have our own panel discussions very much about sustainability, and we are actually hosting one of them. So that was the specific reason for this morning.
So many questions you want to ask you. First one, what do you think about the summer for SAS? We have a strike coming up, they say. And so what's your... Let's start with there.
I guess
the security control strike.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So look, that is of course something up to those parties. We are not a party to it. We are not a member to it. Right. So we don't negotiate. It's indeed with the security staff at airports. We have to see. Right. We are in that sense in the same way in waiting mode, and we can only hope that they find the right long term structural solution.
Have you any plans for moving, for example, from Arlanda to Skavsta or doing things like that?
No, it's very hard to do that very late in the game. I mean, no. The answer is really no. We may, if that turns out to be a longer right episode at some point, then we have to see what we do. But really, people have booked the rotations of our aircraft. The people, of course, right as well. Our pilots, our crew. So that whole system is set for July, so no, I don't think so.
Capital to SAS, you need 9.5 billion Swedish crowns. How is it going?
Yeah, I think what we've said publicly is we've given more time to the interested parties, and really, I think that should be seen as a positive sign. We are dealing with people, and no, Viggo, I'm not going to tell you who they are, and you won't get any scoop out of me. But yeah, we're dealing, and I think we've now made sure that there is two good, milestones, deadlines, right? Milestones that lead up to the 18th of September, when we want to have clarity.
SAS has lost 5 billion crowns the last 6 months. Why is Forward the SAS the saving program not kicking in more?
No, actually, if you look at also some of the stuff that we published for May, I think underlying you definitely see that things are moving in the right direction. I think the winter season has, and that's why we also announced last year that this year was going to be still very difficult. I remember going into the winter season, it was about bringing all the pilots back. It was about making sure that we were right, that we had called our house in order, and that was always going to take all of 2023. Now, so no surprises. I think we are really well on track. Some decent results underlying. I think the main exogenous challenge that we have at this moment is a very weak Swedish krona. That is very much hurting us. But underlying, I do think that we're seeing results.
This EU verdict against SAS or the Swedish government sending money to SAS, what's your comment on that?
No, I think the same as we've said before. We of course are working closely together with the states and where possible with the European Commission to still analyze a bit what it all means. We expect to at least have more clarity over the next weeks and then right see how the European Commission also is dealing with it. I think very clear to us, we want to stick to our deadlines in the equity raise process. We want to make sure, of course, that we emerge from our restructuring process as soon as possible. And for that, we need the states and we need the European Commission. So very vital also what their next steps is. In the end, it was a court case against them or with them and not so much SAS. So they are really taking the next action.
Can you understand why Ryanair is barking so much and making so much problem for you?
No, I'm not really in the business of understanding what Ryanair does. So we're focused on ourselves. I think for us, like we said, we need this restructuring and we need to stick, of course, to making sure that we get out of our restructuring process really as soon as possible. I think that will take another 6 months and we are really focused on that.
This summer, SAS will have about 15 wet lease planes. How will that affect the SAS brand?
Well, we're flying them themselves frequently. I also, last week, again, on purpose, flew two of them, really to assess myself. And I was really, I saw a very good product with very engaged crew, with very good aircraft. So that is, that was really all good. I think we've been very vocal about it. This is about this summer. I don't think that this is something structurally that we would have to this extent. There is one wide body that we have, right, with HiFly, and also that we're using because we got more slots both in Japan and in the United States, and that is something that we do want to use. But going forward and next year, yeah, those are things that definitely are fully back in-house at SAS.
The last time SAS made a good profit, you had 30 million customers in a year. How many will you have this year?
Ooh, yeah, that's actually a good question. I don't know. We currently are flying at about, call it for the year, 80% of who we were. Now load factor is up at least to where that was. The last quarter, I think it was about 5.5 million people that we flew. So we're definitely going to be north of 20 million, maybe touching 24, 25 million this year.
In 5 years, many people think that SAS will be run by Lufthansa. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of people having a lot of opinions that I read everywhere. Those are not people that are at the table, and those are not people in my seat. So we still have our own work cut out for ourselves. We follow our processes, and indeed, I see and I read a lot, but I'll leave it to those people.
Okay, have I forgotten something that I should have asked but I haven't asked?
What are you doing this summer?
We're primarily working on that equity raise and trying to squeeze in a day or maybe a week here and there with the family. So definitely also on board of an SAS aircraft at some point, but very focused on making sure that we of course run a good airline and that we run that equity process.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ja, det var min lilla intervju med Anker van der Werf i Almedalen. Travel News är Nordens största affärstidning om reseindustrin och varje morgon klockan 8 skickar vi ut ett nyhetsbrev med senaste nytt om vad som hänt i branschen. Det kan du prenumerera på gratis genom att gå in på vår sida och skicka in din e-post. Gör gärna det och fortsätt att ha en bra dag. Vi hörs och ses snart här i Travel News. Hej!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.